This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, here we are 7 months, 8 months into the coronavirus pandemic, even though I think it was here way longer than that. But in terms of shutdowns and all that, we're expecting, well, as we're going to kind of round out 2020, we kind of will have more data. We'll know a little bit more about how to get this. We'll clarify some misinformation that has been spewed out on the internet about COVID being around for days and it being airborne or not being airborne. Well, today we got a study coming out of Australia, and I really trust the Australians, because the Australians, they really have no reason to stir stuff up. Australia likes kind of being, you know, off to themselves and, you know, hanging out with Sydney and, you know, the kangaroos and the koala bears. And, you know, they're like, look, you know, we don't, you know, you guys all do your drama. We got this. And they do got this. They've actually been doing fairly well considering some other countries and continents when it comes to COVID. But they came out with a study saying, look, our cell phones, our money, banknotes, stainless steel, COVID will live on for days, if not weeks. And so, you know, when I've been watching the news and hearing and reporting it, every week it's something else going, oh, it'll only live on the surface for a couple hours, or it'll only be airborne for a few hours, or the cold is going to kill it, or the heat is going to kill it. I just kept looking at all of this as, you guys don't know what the hell you're talking about, okay? You know, depending on how you're doing the study, there's so many variables. When you do a study, let's say in a lab, and you don't really have a wind current, and you might not have the humidity of, let's say, Miami, or the dryness of Las Vegas, or the, you know, movement of people walking around, and, you know, or the sweat, the perspiration and stuff that comes from people's fingers. When you study something in a lab, it's very limited, it's very vacuumed, and we're... this information we get then immediately gets published. I know I've been doing research. You know, you get your research, you get your data, like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to publish it. I got to publish it before somebody else publishes it, you know, something similar, and then it looks like they came up with it and were the copycat. And so, and then you're supposed to, with every research study, say, well, there's some limitations. There's some limitations to this. For example, I studied, let's say, this COVID in a lab setting, right? Without there being, you know, X, Y, and Z going on. It's supposed to be in there, but the headlines don't include the limitations. All right? Well, this one coming out of Australia makes a little bit more sense. And it says our smooth surfaces, like our cell phones, like our screens, even money. Money makes sense because it's very porous, can hold COVID much longer than we thought. In fact, when people said that, you know, if you cough COVID or something, it's only out there for 45 seconds or whatever, they clocked it at about 3 hours. Where if you leave a room, like, okay, you know how, you know, you, okay, I'm not admitting to this, but you know how somebody will kind of, you know, let one loose in an elevator and it just sits around, you know, probably for about a good 20 minutes, okay? And you're kind of hoping, you know, gosh, why didn't we study this in math class, you know, in terms of physics class, you know, and how long it takes. And so the virus does hover in certain areas. Of course, the more aerated it is, the more ventilated it is, the more of a chance it has to escape. But if it's kind of in a closed room, how long is... how long can it last within the air? Well, according to this study, we're going to break it down, but they found that it could last in the air at least 3 hours. It actually found cooler temperatures allowed the virus to last longer than warmer temperatures. So I believe they did 68, 86, and 104 degrees. 104 degrees is like winter in Vegas, okay? 68 degrees, guys, when Vegas becomes, 68 is probably our winter. But 104, I mean, we're right now in October. We're like still in the high 90s. But the experiment was done at 68, 86, 104 degrees. Fahrenheit, this is Fahrenheit, not Celsius. Celsius, I wouldn't know what the hell the numbers would be. The virus survived longer at cooler temperatures, longer on smoother surfaces, longer on paper bank notes, as opposed to plastic. They said the virus stopped being infectious within 24 hours at 104 degrees on surfaces. So heat, again, we knew this, is an enemy of the virus. This was reconfirmed. This isn't anything new. But with 104 degrees, I wonder if we need to, like, have these heat wands and blast things. I know a lot of people are using these little UV light machines where they could put their phone in UV light, or they could put their makeup in UV light or whatever. We aren't seeing as much data on UV light, but we are seeing heat. Heat could kill it. Now, what a lot of you have told me you do is you rewear your mask. And the reason why you rewear your mask is because you stick your mask on your dashboard or on your rearview mirror and you let it cook in the Las Vegas sun until it kills everything off, and then you put it back on your face. Again, I'm still concerned about the integrity of the mask. I really don't know if that works. But, you know, knowing that heat could kill it within 24 hours is promising. It just, unfortunately, it didn't do much for us this season. We have had less flu deaths over the summer, knock on wood, thank God, Baruch Hashem, we say. But, unfortunately, we still had deaths, and we still had high infectivity rates. Why? Well, it wasn't flu season, it wasn't pneumonia season, so I think that helped, there being less deaths. But these viruses, they might be kind of mutating and getting a little bit more comfortable with certain temperatures. And our bodies aren't 104 degrees. Our bodies are 98.6. So if COVID could get into your body and escape the heat, I want to see a study where if you live in Vegas, or if you live in New Mexico or Arizona or whatever, that virus hops. That virus gets its tushy up into a host faster than it needs to, as opposed to the cold. The cold could probably take its time and go, oh, there's a nose over there. But in the heat, it's probably like, you know what, I need to cool down. So Dahlia's mouth is open, I'm going to jump into that, and I'll probably cool down. So I think that's what's going on there. So what is the moral of this in terms of looking at your phones and your money and all that? Well, if you notice, we're already going paperless. People are asking to do Google Pay, which, by the way, I can't stand. I cannot stand paying for things, right, through the internet and by just a flash of my phone. I mean, somebody could really empty out your credit card. But, you know, money does transfer this. And you know, and then when somebody says, can I borrow your phone? You're going to have to clean it off. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. starvation, or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials, and we really do appreciate you guys tuning in. Let's go to the phone lines and get to some of your calls. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello. Hi, Doc. Thanks for a great show. Who is changing the way we vote? Who has the power to do that? I can't believe this mail-in vote stuff. Thanks.
That's a good question. I wish I could talk to you live. I don't know about you guys, but I have been seeing online people show me what they're getting in the mail. Their deceased husband's ballot. Two ballots with their name on it. They're getting their neighbors' ballots. And they're posting pictures online to show what a cluster this all is, where it's not one vote, one person. And you bring up a good point. I don't know who you go to for that. And I, that's probably not what you're asking, but I was asked this weekend, they go, who do I call? I mean, do I call the Democratic National Convention? Do I call the Republican National Convention? Do I call the governor's office? Do I call? It looks like every office or department has a political swing. So I believe there is supposed to be like a voter fraud number. I don't have that right now. I don't, but again, who's running it? Who's running it? And so when I see online, and I mean, it's as proof as proof could be. I mean, I know people say, well, you can't, you know, trust everything online, but these are people I know that say, look, guys, here's the pictures. Here's the ballots. You know, I'm not going to fill them out because it's a felony. But what do I do? And how do I know that the other 350 million households in the United States aren't also getting wrong ballots or multiple other ballots or their neighbor's ballots? I don't know what the answer is. Mail-in ballots. It's like the census. The census isn't done correctly. Surveys aren't done correctly. This is an election. An election needs to be 100% accurate. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent. The reason why we have elections and we have polls is because we need to be guaranteed that every single vote that wants to be put out there under the freedom of the Constitution and under the protection of our American government, that vote is going to make it where it needs to go and be counted. And we are not going for 100% accuracy. It looks like the powers that be seem to be okay with, well, you know what, if the majority shows one, we'll go with that. Now, you obviously hear the liberals say, oh, you know, we will verify, you know, the integrity is there and the post office can handle it. And, you know, we can't force people to die going to the polls, and we should be able to mail them a ballot and let them vote that ballot in and send that ballot in. Okay, I get it. You have older individuals that are high risk. Obesity is now high risk. So obesity, that means a third of our country might be at risk for COVID. I understand how a lot of people might not want to venture outside, but there's no encryption, there's no, you know, redundancy checks. You know, I don't see of any software or anybody talking about software of how to make sure that dead people didn't vote. And then what are the ramifications? All right, let's say you get two ballots and you're thinking that somebody is going to vote, you know, for Trump, and you want to weigh it for Biden, so you fill out both for Biden, or you fill out both for Trump. Well, I'm under the impression that it's a felony. But what I'm also under the impression of is how the judicial process goes for a voter fraud crime varies. So even though intentionally voting more than once and voting under another person's name is federally prohibited throughout the United States, most election law is defined at state level. And there, I think some of the punishments that have happened have been debated. Now, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures, it's a nonpartisan research group, they said that several states take that felony. 28 states of the 50 will call it a felony, but several states make it an infraction or a misdemeanor, like slap on the wrist. Well, for those people that are willing to die over this next election, and are bringing guns to riots and protests and things like that, I don't think that scares them if they're going to get a slap on the wrist. According to New York Times, they say even in states with no specific statute prohibiting voting twice, it is illegal because federal law prohibits it in federal elections. States that the penalty for whoever votes more than once in an election should not be more than $10,000, and that the person should be imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. So technically, if the law stands and you screw around with a ballot, you're going to jail for 5 years, or you're paying $10,000 or both. Does the average person know that? No. The average person doesn't think they're going to get caught. And one reason why the average person doesn't think they're going to get caught is because how are there going to be cameras on every single mailbox? What if you have somebody at a church saying, guys, you know what we're going to do? We are going to go to all the old people's houses and pick up their ballots for them. We're going to take them all in a group, and we will take them to the mailbox. We'll take pictures so you see that your ballots went, and we'll do that for you so you don't have to go out to the mailbox for you. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. So if you see somebody go up to a mailbox with 50 ballots, are they a criminal or were they a do-gooder? A good citizen helping people take their ballots and send them to the mail. So you see, you know, who do you go after? And a ballot here and a ballot there, that all adds up. New York Times discusses how much jail time will you serve. Well, they say penalties for double voting are governed by both state and federal law. Can vary state to state. Somebody caught double voting can face jail time. In Georgia, 10 years of jail time, fine up to $100,000. Pennsylvania, if you voted twice, fine up to $15,000, up to 7 years in prison. Most people caught voting, however, don't get long prison terms. Now, somebody asked, what if they vote both by mail, and then they're like, ugh, you know what? I forgot. I didn't know about the issues. Now I want to go and vote in person. Well, technically, there is supposed to be safeguards that the states have established to prevent you from voting twice. I don't see how. When I went to vote last election, I'm like, wait a second, here's my ID. And they're like, oh, we don't need it. What's your name? I just gave them my name. Okay, go ahead. So I'm a little kind of worried about the checks and balances there. They said in Pennsylvania, more than one active ballot cannot be entered per voter into a statewide voter registration system. When an absentee ballot is mailed to a voter, it's logged in the system. The poll books at precincts around the state, generated using the data on the statewide voter registration system, and it will indicate if the voter got a right mail ballot. Voters who believe that a poll book was either wrong or their ballot hasn't arrived can cast a provisional ballot. But it's supposed to, when you do vote, block out the other from getting counted. Well, you guys and I know that the night of the election, we're not going to know who's the president. And then days later, there's going to be people counting ballots by hand. This is where we think it's going to be one of the biggest clusters. They say in New Jersey is going to shift to vote by mail. Only the only type of in-person voting on election day will happen through provisional ballots. A provisional ballot is processed. Names are checked against a list of people who voted using mail ballots. Provisional ballots will not be counted for any voter who cast a ballot by mail. Who's checking all that? Do we know that the system is on it? So, I agree. I don't know who's overseeing this, who's going to make sure there's no fraud. But just what I've been seeing, it looks to me like it's a big cluster. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Members of the House of Representatives have been told not to expect a vote on a stimulus package this week, dealing a blow to hopes that a bill could be hammered out before the election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are expected to continue talks this week to reconcile the House's $2.2 trillion bill and the administration's $1.8 trillion counteroffer. Day one of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett continue at this hour. In his opening remarks, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham called Barrett a judge the country could be proud of.
In my view, the person appearing before this committee is in a category of excellence, something the country should be proud of, and she will have a chance to make her case to be a worthy successor and to become the ninth member of the Supreme Court of the United States.
This is USA Radio News. The White House is pushing for this week's canceled debate to go on as originally scheduled. White House Deputy Communications Director Brian Morgenstern told reporters that the president is ready for another face-to-face showdown with Joe Biden.
The president's ready to debate, and his doctors have cleared him for participating in public engagements. They've said he's no longer a risk for transmission. So it would be nice if the commission would get the debate back on the schedule. I think the president's ready to go. He wants to be on stage debating Joe Biden in person. So if they'll do that, get it back on the schedule, I think the president would be happy to show up.
The mayor of a Tennessee town that hosts the Bonnaroo Music Festival has died of COVID-19. The city of Manchester, Tennessee, announced Monday the passing of Mayor Lonnie Norman more than a week after he was hospitalized with the virus. Norman was elected to his third term as mayor back in August. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you're going to be hearing a lot over the next couple weeks the role of women. And you would think in the year 2020 we really don't need to discuss or highlight how, you know, some of women's roles have changed and, you know, where we stand on women and childbearing and where they stand in the marriage. But it's coming up because of the Supreme Court nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. Because of her relationship to People of Praise, which is I believe it's a religious group that's a sect of the Roman Catholic Church. But they do things, you know, a little different than other churches. And there's been reports that it's a religion that encourages large families, has names for, you know, the father being kind of the head, you know, of the family. And there's been a lot of discussion on some of the nuances within the religion that I really don't want to talk about. But when you see that there are debates on religion and women's roles and babies and all that, I think we just do need a discussion, just a little quick discussion on what the role of women is, how it's changed, and what we want it to be. And I know this isn't going to be very popular, okay? Because I'm a woman. I work. Right? I have two kids. Personally, if I was a woman in caveman days, I probably wouldn't have lasted. In fact, I probably wouldn't have found a caveman to marry. I don't think anybody would have wanted to be with me because I was a workaholic. And I'd be like, get me out of the cave. Let me go hunt. You already hunted. I'm like, well, let me hunt some more because I'm hungry. You eat too much for a woman. I don't eat too much. Think about, you know, 100, by the way, women have been able to vote for 100 years. In the 2020 election, or the 1920 election, was the first time a woman could vote. You know, we talked about this on Facebook. It's not called the Roaring Twenties, you know, because of all the jazz and the speakeasies and the alcohol. It's called the Roaring Twenties because women got a voice. We got to vote. And Lord have mercy, man, we haven't shut up since, all right? We are roaring. So as far as I'm concerned, okay, women have been vocal. It doesn't look it on the black and whites, right? And, you know, movies. And, you know, we think that in caveman days, you know, we just kind of sat in the cave and the big guys kind of came home with all their muscle and, you know, and it probably would have been a very, very sexy time. I probably would have liked being a cave woman. But our role in biblical times or caveman times or whatever was to get pregnant, okay? And I know that's not something a lot of us women want to talk about, but we were given a vagina and we were given a uterus. And so back then, maybe now it's a little different, but back then, we had sex often. There really wasn't much to do. We didn't have Netflix. You know, didn't have Candy Crush. And we didn't really get headaches that often. And so we had a lot of sex and we had babies. And if a cave woman, or let's say woman of biblical times, had seven kids, right, or five kids or whatever, not only would her boobs droop and her uterus probably fall out, but she'd be kind of busy, all right? And a woman's role at the time was, one, making a healthy baby, two, training the kids, feeding the kids, taking care of the kids, and, you know, bringing them up to adulthood. And then, of course, unfortunately, well, I don't want to say unfortunately, but also some servicing, you know, sort of duties also for hubby. So we women were busy. We were pretty damn busy. And that was our role. And nobody really gave us additional roles. Like in Judaism with the temple, you didn't really have Jewish women go up there and have to read Torah and read from the Bema and all that. You know, one is, I think it's because the rabbis are like, oh my gosh, you know, she's going to drive me crazy. But I think it was because they were like, look, okay, we have five children back there. That, you know, so our roles, you know, whether they were sexist or not, or considered sexist or not, back in the olden days, women were busy. Okay, we had, you know, some pretty busy jobs. The guys were busy too. And then there were women that also hunted. A lot of women were like, okay, really? Really? You brought home quail? Are you kidding me? I got this. Watch the kids. And then I think women did hunting too. I think they fished, they hunted and gathered. So women kind of did it all. Then we got to start working more. And we found that, you know, our husband's coming back from World War I or Civil War or whatever, might not be able to provide. Women were working. There were roles for women. Women had roles and they were working. But we still had children and we still had, you know, duties. We made milk. So the milk was for the babies and we would feed our babies. So our bodies, you know, still nothing changed. Nothing evolved, you know, in the 1800s or 1900s, you know, for our bodies to not have babies or make milk or whatever. We still were baby making machines, but we worked more and we, you know, we had more, shall we say, opinions on things as we got out of the house, as we, you know, were fortunate enough to be educated on other things that were going on. We had more, we probably always had an opinion, but we might've been just too tired to air it. Right. by the 1700s, 1800s, 1900s, we're like, okay, you know, we have an opinion, and we were just kind of shoot. Well, finally, by 1920, women were allowed to vote. And, you know, it's ridiculous how in this country what we've done with racial divide and segregation and all that, we've really been behind the times with a lot of things compared to other countries. But women get to vote. Okay, so now women are like, well, yeah, I have a piece, I have a share, I have, you know, something to say. Then more workforce. Then World War II comes along. World War II, if you're a woman, we need you. You need us. Okay, now the average woman, right, with their kids, you know, we probably couldn't wait to get out of the house. I can't wait to get out of the house. I love to work. So the women are probably like, okay, that's great. Okay, mom, neighborhood mom, you got this. Good, kids go to school. All right, I'm out there. And then our role as women became more of a partner sort of thing. Even though you were technically a partner, it was still different. There were some things where it's all on you. The cleaning's all on you. The babies are all on you. The feeding's all on you. Yet, income started to change that. Evolutionary-wise, we haven't changed, but income did. So if women are bringing in more income, they're like, I get more to say. If women are helping the company run, I should get more pay. If women are helping draw in customers, draw in clients, you know, then, you know, for example, I don't want a male doctor, I want a female doctor. Well, we have a female doctor for you. All right, well, are you paying her the same as the male doctor? Because she's doing the same job. So economics started to alter our role in terms of us gaining more equality. It sucks that it had to be that way. You know, I mean, everybody should be the same. Everybody should be treated equal. But that's kind of where it went, where things moved. Now, as women have entered the workforce and as women have taken on more roles, they're having less babies. We're having less children. Some of the more religious sects we see do support large families. They do support, you know, women having large families. If that's a woman's choice and she wants to have a large family, good for her. If she doesn't, hopefully she's able to leave that certain religious sect. And I'm not saying that for any particular sect, but a lot of religious sects out there, they do support, you know, family and, you know, propagation and procreational sex. If that's something you want to believe in, great. If it's something you don't, you know, but we are making less babies. Now, is that going to hurt us evolutionary-wise? Well, we have already major population issues, so I think we're okay for a while. But what is the woman's role of 2020? Well, right now, the woman's role, it's actually not as defined as we would like it to be. So the woman's role, I apologize, I've had a little bit of a Facebook Live issue. All right, hold on a second, because I just got to the meat of this. Hold on one second. Here we go. All right, there we go. So if you ask, what is the woman's role in the year 2020, you're not going to get a good answer, because nobody's going to want to be politically incorrect. So if I'm married to a man, and I have sex with him, I'm probably the one that's going to get pregnant. There's a good chance that between him and me, I know there's a lot of things we do in science, I'm probably the one that's going to get pregnant, which means my role is still a childbirth role. My role is still caring for the young one. So basically, if we're going to redefine a woman's role, now not only is it childbearing and childrearing and nesting and all that, but it's also partnership, it's income, so it's kind of like we just kind of do it all these days. Sorry about the cutout with the video. 1-877-DOLLY-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court hearing is underway. Many of you have sent questions, and I'm going to try to answer them all, but it's a little difficult, and some of them are going to kind of group together. On one is, how do you think Kamala Harris is going to approach her? Are they going to attack Amy like they're going to attack Brett Kavanaugh? His there going to be anybody else at that party that's going to say Amy Coney Barrett was there? You know, the party that Brett Kavanaugh supposedly was at. That was the focus of his confirmation hearing. One of you had asked about what is going to be the future of Roe v. Wade. Two of you had asked about Obamacare and what's the future of Obamacare. So if I could kind of wrap this all up in a short segment, Amy Coney Barrett is a right conservative leaning judge and, replacing Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was very liberal. And she cites that she is going to carry on the memory of Scalia, Justice Scalia, who had, I believe, mentored her. And the Democrats have been obviously very, very upset because when President Obama, in his last year of office, wanted to promote the Supreme Court Justice Garland, the Republicans in the Senate, who had control of the Senate, was like, look, it doesn't make sense because you're leaving office. So it's an election year. We're going to block it no matter what anyway. So we might as well wait and not do it this year. However, when there has been a Senate and a president who might actually win in the election, there's not a lot of, I guess, incentive for the Republican Party to say, I'm going to stall. Especially since the GOP is being told all the time that Biden is leading so much of the polls, they're thinking, well, no sense waiting till after the election because we might not win. So they went on and they had nominated Amy Coney Barrett. Now, with Amy Coney Barrett, because she's religious, Roman Catholic, people have been concerned about her views on abortion. Now, you know, the Roe v. Wade, and forgive me if I'm naive, but I have not heard to date that the Supreme Court is just waiting, right, licking their chops to take Roe v. Wade and reverse it. I don't think that's a plan, okay? Roe v. Wade allows abortion to be done legally. You're not going to be arrested for ending the life of a fetus based on Roe v. Wade. However, that's what the narrative is. Narrative is like, oh, they're going to reverse it. They're going to try and reverse it. They're going to try and reverse it. I mean, you know, maybe they could, but that's not what many of the rulings are on. And nobody discusses the nuances. So some of the nuances, you know, in terms of the rulings are, you know, do tax dollars go to abortions? If you live in a state and you are religious and abortions are against your religion because you are pro-life and a fetus is life, are you forced to pay taxes for something that's to you a sin? I wouldn't be surprised if more cases dealing with the tax dollars, dealing with the health insurance coverage, dealing with, you know, times and dates, like can you do third trimester when, you know, babies are born third trimester and are full babies? Those, I think, are going to be discussed, and I think those are going to be ruled on. You know, if Obamacare or health insurance covers birth control, do tax dollars also have to go for abortion? You know, is that double dipping? And it's, I know it's tough. You know, having had family members, you know, who were raped and, you know, one actually ended up, unfortunately, gang rape, unfortunately ended up in a pregnancy. This was decades ago. You know, I couldn't imagine being gang raped and being, you know, having been assaulted myself, I feel so much more fortunate that I wasn't like this family member who was gang raped. And then you don't just have therapy to get over it. I mean, you have a baby. And I mean, mind you, I would probably have the baby, but that's just because I'm like very, very, you know, once you're a doctor and you've seen fetuses and you've given birth, but that baby could remind you of that event your whole, I mean, you have a reminder of your whole life of what happened. And I understand, I wouldn't personally do it, but I understand why women choose to. Because if, you know, you know, then they worry that, you know, maybe the baby's going to, you know, do the same thing to others, or maybe, you know, and it's very, very difficult to ask a woman who underwent that. And so I get why abortion exists. However, in terms of the millions done each year, the hundreds of thousands of done each year, right? And, you know, if you have people that are against it, do they have to be involved? Do they have to, you know, do their tax dollars have to be involved? Do they have to, you know, and so the, I just foresee there will be issues surrounding abortion. I just don't see Roe v. Wade being reversed. In terms of Kamala Harris, I think, is supposed to speak soon. Kamala Harris says cannot treat Amy Coney Barrett like she did Brett Kavanaugh. Kamala Harris has to be very, very careful because she is the female on the Democratic ticket. And if she gets caught, right, reaming another woman, okay, and it's not good optics. So what she's going to do is concentrate on the Obamacare aspect of it. She might throw in some of the Roe v. Wade, but she's going to, you know, their talking point is going to be, we are in the biggest pandemic, one of the deadliest pandemics, and you're going to overturn Obamacare. My answer to that is Obamacare already fell apart. Plus, with all the high unemployment, you know, the threatening of lawyers to purchase health insurance on top of what they're already going through with the mandates would have more unemployment. Obamacare is irrelevant right now. Now, she's not the president, so she can't promise that if Obamacare does get overturned that same day, all insurances are still required to cover pre-existing conditions, and states will still get their Medicaid money. She can't do that. All she could say is, look, you know, we have not been able to put forth a better health system because we still have, you know, the remnants and the toxicity of Obamacare. And you know, and she might even say that's not even on the junket. That's not even planned. Why are we bringing that up right now? But the Obamacare, as far as I'm concerned, ever since Obama left office, it kind of fell apart. Deductibles are still high, but they went down. Some improvements were made in terms of not getting rid of the mandate. So some of the things that I think the GOP have done with Obamacare, it's still protecting those with pre-existing conditions, you know, but it does, healthcare has to be revamped. And I think the Democrats believe that also. So trying to go for that narrative of, look, you know, and that accusation of, you know, we're fighting COVID and you're going to stop people from getting Obamacare. Well, the thing is right now the COVID tests are free. President Trump is trying to get Regeneron free and treatments free. So Obamacare is becoming less relevant. And in fact, I think it needs to go as quickly as possible so we can start working on a better health system. So, we'll see what happens over the next few days with the hearings. You know, it's understandable, and I don't really blame the GOP for moving forward. It's just, you know, there's too much going on. Plus, we're going to also have an election that might be just riddled with fraud and, you know, inaccurate, and multiple ballots. So the Supreme Court has to be whole as soon as possible. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call
800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.